The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Each and every Mass, we hear from the priest saying, "Behold the Lamb of God," and we receive the communion. And today, John the Baptist is inviting us to ponder this mystery of God, that how he comes to save us. How fortunate we are to be chosen by God, to be his followers, his disciples, and obey him and worship him and honor and glorify him through our lives because of our own baptism, that we have been destined to be saved by our Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ. And when we receive the Holy Communion, again, behold the Lamb of God who comes to save us. So be grateful for the faith that God has given to us, the baptism what we have received, and each and every Sunday you come to honor and glorify our God doesn't go in vain. He is watching each and every one of us, how we journey in our faith, and strengthen ourselves, being nourished and nurtured by the strength of God, by the power of God, and that is the power of the Holy Spirit working in each and every one of you. John the Baptist is again amazing today. He gives witness. So when he says, "Behold the Lamb of God," what does really it mean for us? When we receive the Holy Communion, when the priest says, "Behold the Lamb of God," what is the meaning of that? So it goes back to the time of Exodus, where all the Israelites were being saved by offering the lamb in their own houses. And the blood of the lamb was sprinkled in their houses so that the angel, when it passes through, it will not kill the people, but it will save from there onwards. Not only the physical saving, but a spiritual saving begins with our Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ. So that is the connection. And that is the connection that John the Baptist was able to see. And he was able to say, "Behold the Lamb. He will come to save its people. He will be that Lamb." Like Israelites were being saved, the whole mankind will be saved, whether they are Gentiles, also can be saved when they say, "Behold and trust in the Lamb of God." So throughout the human history, we see that there are many people who want to save the society, lead the society, and yes, we have so many governments of different forms all over the world in humanity, that they have developed how the civilization will become wonderful civilization, grow from old time to now. Recently, I met a school teacher. He has been teaching the high school for a long time. And yes, He studies a lot and he reads every day a lot of things. And I asked him, what do you think, where the humanity is heading? What are they doing today? Where are they going? And he says, yes, it is a tough time, Father, that we live in the world where sometimes we can be lost and confused, and we can be feeling not saved when modern world media and everything is there, technology, and today without iPhone, just imagine how would be our life, huh? Yes. But again he says, can we be saved? Yes, certainly it is a phase of history that we can be saved, we can be confused, and we can be lost as well. So in the history, there were, if we go back 100 years ago and try to figure out how many of us are 100 years here, anybody 100 years? Nobody, but okay. There is a civic lesson we have. In the first, the beginning of the century, there was a prohibition. There was a prohibition in 1900 and around 10 and 11. There was a prohibition of selling of alcohol in the town or anywhere. And that was a prohibition by the government. And nobody can sell alcohol because they were thinking this alcohol is destroying the humanity. This alcohol is killing the people and making lots of relationships broken. And yes, the families and the societies are breaking, destroying, criminal behavior, wild and child abuse and everything is happening. And there are so many people homelessness and unemployed, and were blamed because of alcohol. So they prohibit selling the alcohol in everywhere. The government has to take the initiative. They have to decide that yes, nobody should sell alcohol. And yes, the law is being passed. It would eliminate any kind of sin. That was their thoughts. So there would be no sins or no evil. State after state, they said and cried, save the children, prohibit the sale of alcohol. It took an amendment to the Constitution. But in 1920, the people of United States agreed to this prohibition and alcohol was banned. But what happened? Did society got reformed? It appeared for a brief moment, but then alcohol production and sales became the mainstay of the criminals. Moonshine in the jungle and selling them and making more illegal. And that brought again chaos in the society. And yes, uncontrolled by the government, it was available everywhere. And yes, that criminal behavior was widespread everywhere. And again, this became an unsafe place to live. On the top of this, the government was losing the revenue, losing the money because they were getting the tax for alcohol and that they were losing the money. So it would have normally received and again the law became in 1913, tax on alcohol was a main source of government funding. In 1933, prohibition was again repealed. This attempt to take away the sins of the world, it seems, was a failure. So there the government and the society, the good thinkers are trying to prohibit and make the world a better place to live for everybody, but there was a failure. In the world-wise, when we think about the bigger space, the second was a failure, was a communism, communist country. The history of the last century was dominated by communism, and the reaction to the communism is a German Nazis and Italian fascists. That they wanted putting into the power, they were willing to lead the society and humanity something better, but they end up leading the World War II. And there were so many people were being killed. The society between, they were thinking there is a big gap between rich and poor, and that should be filled. That gap should be filled, and only the poor people are working and the rich people are enjoying. And that was understanding. So their solution was to take the property of the rich people and distribute among the people throughout the country, those who are poor. All would be equal comrades. That was their motto. What they ended up doing was destroying all the incentives for the people to work, as well as create a rich political culture and caste. Over 20 million people killed, white Russians, as a direct result of the new policies. So yes, the Hitler and fascist in order, Stalin, all those, they created chaos. In order for the people to see the commune government as their great savior, they did not trust. To them, religion was opium of the people, largely eliminated, not accepted, severely repressed and persecuted. But the government could not take away the sin of the world. And in 1990, communism imploded and was transformed. And to form of capitalism, as is still experienced in various countries today, attempt to eliminate the sins of the world and heal the society was a complete failure. And we live in the world today is called the time of moral relativism. We live in the world of moral relativism. The end of the last century saw a movement mostly in the world to eliminate guilt through the rejection of the morality. We still are experiencing this movement all over the world today. Relativism has become a common place, a common claim by everybody that there is no universal truth. There is no objective truth. Political correctness has become gospel. The recent study in the university students states that the vast majority of the students define truth as whatever a person sees a truth is. So whatever I understand is real, the truth. And the complete rejection of morality was thrown into the faces of the people who are moral. What had been called a new movement. A movement of even sexual revolution, we can say. But the era of free love did not bring peace and joy. Instead, it has brought more turmoil and pain, brokenness in relationship. Love, true love, is not free. It comes with cost of sacrifice and discipline and commitment. So this kind of revolution healed nothing. It brought more chaos. Nor did it eliminate any sin by saying sin didn't exist. And today there are so many who claim that sin did not exist. It merely caused more pain and is multiplied today, the sin everywhere. So just imagine how John the Baptist, when he said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world," what does it mean? Here is the one who takes away the sins of the world. During the time of Jesus himself, the Satan was very alert, very aware that his kingdom was shaken. And Jesus even was tempted in the desert. All the time, Satan was planning to put him to down and took him in three places in the temptations. So constantly, devil was there with him, shy, watching how I can trap him or trap the people. But Jesus is a suffering servant. Prophet Isaiah in the first reading is speaking today. And again, the Corinthians, St. Paul letters, you have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be holy people. St. Paul tells Corinthians, and in the second reading today, if we stay united to Christ, then the Savior will heal the ills of the society through us. If we instead put our trust in other people who are human beings and finite, we will be disappointed and will not become the vehicles of healing. And therefore, yes, the power of devil is still there. It is working hard to put the humanity down. There is a saying that easily we can, sometimes the people look for the love in the wrong places. Also similarly, it has been said, many people look for deliverance from evil in all the wrong places. As a result, eyes are closed to gross immorality. We all feel overburdened by the ills of the society and pressure of living a just moral life among those who give lip service only. And therefore, yes, let us be grateful to God as we continue our faith, as we come to God, as we trust in Him, glorify Him, honor Him. Yes, He is our Savior. Mankind cannot solve its own problems. It can make attempts, but ultimately mankind will fail. Mankind is the bondage to a force more powerful than it. Mankind is in a bondage to the devil and the force of sin, the force of evil. Other men cannot save mankind. Only it is our Savior, Jesus Christ, whom we trust. And that's why John the Baptist, he is speaking through the power of the Holy Spirit. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, who comes to heal, who comes to save this as a Savior, the whole mankind. So how wonderful to be the part of the mystery of God in His redemption plan, that yes, it is the mystery of suffering of Christ and conquering the power of evil through His death and resurrection. He proved to be the Lamb, and He becomes the food for each and every one of us as we come to this altar, that we receive Him in our body and soul, divinity, that He is there to save us. Let us be grateful and trust in Him, and again receive Him with loving heart, honor and glorify Him, and trust in Him that He is our Savior. He is the Savior of the world. May God bless you.